Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to the Lantern Rouge Cycling Podcast. Here with Benji, as always, for the Team SD Works 2022 preview. Our show partner, as always, is Lacole, who produced performance cycling apparel. Now, winter is heavily upon us in the Northern Hemisphere at the moment. So if you want to get any winter kit, Lacole have you covered. They have a new winter training kit for indoor riding to keep you, even though it's winter, to keep you cool on those indoor rides. So if you want to check out Lacole, it's at lacole.cc. They have you covered for all your kit needs, indoor and outdoor, for winter. But SD Works, the best ranked women's team last year by a fair margin, 33 UCI wins, which is 11 more than the next best, Movistar at 22, 11 World Tour wins, GC, the Giro Rosa, La Course, LBL, many, many other victories throughout the year. Absolutely stacked team, to be honest. And AVDB sort of semi-retiring mid-year. But how would you rate their season, Benji, which almost couldn't be better?
Yep, it's a great season. As simple as that. Getting the entire top three of Giro Rosa is a bit crazy looking back in hindsight, and the way they are. Won that LBL very tactically, was awesome. Van der Breggen taking another one of those La Flèche Wallons. We've got Strade with Van den Broek Blanc. So it's not that one rider is winning all their races. Yes, Van der Breggen was a significant amount of those victories, but I do think that the rest of the squad also has that. But what's interesting is that if you look at LBL Femme, for example, Amy Vollering won that, but she would have had a harder time winning that if Van der Breggen was not there. So I think that's the factor of this podcast that will be the most important part, the discussions on whether have they or will they be able to replace Anna van der Breggen over the coming years, and will their leadership be good enough to keep this flow of results going in the coming years. And I think that's the main topic we're going to be talking about as well.
And as of recording, obviously Amy Peters, who won the women's tour stage last year, had a bad accident whilst training in the pre-season, the Dutch rider. So she's currently still in hospital. And yeah, thoughts of the LCB podcast, me and Benji, to Amy Peters and her family. And we hope she gets back to fighting fitness as soon as possible and recovers okay. But otherwise, SD Works, a big year of change, I think, Benji, with Anna van der Breggen going to become a DS, Jolien Daure, who was not the dominant sprinter anymore, Belgian retiring, I think, Caroline Canuel also leaving, the Canadian, who was, yeah, really good domestique, 33 years old, and she, yeah, I think she's moving on. So she's a miss as a domestique, Daure's a miss, and AVDB is irreplaceable. Also, Nicola Noskova is, I don't know where she's gone, Benji. She was 24. She doesn't seem to have a team for next year. Anyway, AVDB gone, Benji. For me, Vollering is the clear replacement.
I think so as well. But the question is, can she fill the entire gap that Anna van der Breggen leaves? And I think that's going to be difficult. And I think that's where the signings potentially come in, to strengthen Vollering in races and to make the team even more of a strong block, because Van der Breggen was a significant part of the team. Let's be honest, when the races were ridden that she wasn't winning, she was part of the victory by folding into a domestique role last minute. We said it already, that LBL is a perfect example of that. And the signings that come in is a Kopecky and a Reuser. And I think those are extremely good signings. We spoke about Reuser the entire season, basically, mainly for her time trial abilities, when she, I think, got second at the Olympic Games ITT. She got first at the European ITT. Then we've got Worlds, at which she got second once again, just after Van Dijk. So she's one of the best time trialists in the world, and a very versatile one certainly. She got third at Tour de Swiss Women, but when we look at the likes of the Tour of Norway, and that's the interesting one for me, on the climbing finish, she got fourth, and that's a very good result when we look at potential stage races in the future where time trialing and climbing is combined. And yes, the team already has strong riders in that. Amolman is also a great climber. We've got Vollering, who did great at Women's Tour, but it was also pretty damn good on the Laguna Zanaya finish, better than I expected personally. So Azeworks already has those candidates, but this is a replacement in those areas. I'm not sure it's going to fill up the gap, but it's going to fill up a part of the gap, certainly. What do you think of that signing first?
Well, I think they got the best time trials in the world, and they got one of the best one-day riders in the world coming in. It's hard to do better than that, and Royce is still improving, and you'd think the equipment at Azeworks maybe will get even better in the TT. So, yeah, I think she can, as you said, in a healthy aging tour, Benji, against Ellen van Dijk, you'd think that Marlon Reusser can be trying to take that throne from her. And then Capecchi, you know, this isn't the hot take section, but I think Capecchi's a better one-day rider than Demi Vollering. And
I disagree.
I think Vollering, I look at the manner of her victories, and I want to give 0.5 of them to AVDB. Like, even the course, the way AVDB baited Voss, and Capecchi, Benji, she had limited team support this last year at LIV. She had to close a lot of attacks herself. She's very, very fast, punchy. She gets over hills better than one would think. And I think she had an issue at Roubaix with, and she crashed out of the riders. But
puncture at RVV, puncture at Strade Bianche. So yeah, you're right that she had very bad luck at the start of the season. But when I look at Capecchi, I see a way to ride differently with this team. In the past, we've always seen, except for LBL, that they continuously attack one by one until one of them gets away. Vandenberg Black is a perfect example for that, at Strade Bianche, for example. We've seen victories of Vandenbergen in the past in similar way. We've seen Vollering try and do so in certain races where I would have expected her to be the candidate sitting back and go for the final sprint if it comes down to a sprint, but she did it anyway. I think that Capecchi is the rider that you keep in the group behind now, and they can now decide to either attack one by one and keep Capecchi in the peloton or in the group in the likes of Gent Wevelgem, or they can simply ride for Capecchi if the group has no riders that are better than Capecchi in sprinting. So they've got a different kind of dynamic going on, and that's what I love about a transfer like this. It's very similar to what we spoke about on the Trek Segafredo women's podcast when Balsamo is joining Trek. Very similar dynamics, and I wonder if the combination of Trek having that aspect and this team, Azeworks having an aspect, is going to make for different racing in the classic season.
I think so, because they were not happy to go to sprints with Voss. Amstel Gold Race, for example, they saw that Vollering couldn't beat Voss there. Voss won pretty comfortably. And then LBL, it was Operation Drop Mariana Voss, which they succeeded in doing so. And then La Course put Voss under pressure. Capecchi, I think, is faster than Vollering, and that's why, as Benji said, it gives him a different angle.
I don't think Capecchi gets over the climbs necessary in Amstel Gold Race and LBL.
Olympic Games fourth, but they're not as close to the finish. Sort of a different race. She didn't do them this year. I think she can. I think she can, because you got to remember who's going to set the pace. If it's Azeworks, Benji, they control the pace. Maybe Trek try something. Well, they probably have to. But The reason LBL was so fast this year was because Anna van der Breggen, the best GC rider in the year up to that point, was like, I'm going to launch it on this climb and drop Voss. So I think given that they are the strongest team, they can control the pace.
Could FDJ not be the riders that are spicing things up by attacking with an Uttrup Ludwig and a Grace Brown that might cause the likes of a Capecchi not being able to follow the group behind? That's where I'm looking at the danger, because Trek also has that Balsamo option, and again, the Abraham and so forth. But we're looking at the team of FDJ, and we see that Caponi is a sprinter there. So I'm like, perhaps they'll be the more attacking team then. So yeah, it's all discussions about potential races and how they're going to be ridden. But I love that they have this new aspect to their squad, and that we're likely going to see it in a certain race. And I can't wait to see the first time this tactical stuff is happening, because everybody knows we love talking about tactics on this podcast.
Exactly. They still, as I said, you can't replace AVDB, but you can do the best you can. And they've got Carter Blankovance, who barely did any road races, 20 years old, who I presume will be focusing more on it next year. We've got Lonika Unikin, 21, who showed a lot of potential. Best heat time trials for Roysa, one of the best one-day races, and Belgian Lotte Kopecky. It's a ridiculous team once again. So, yeah, I think SD Works are going to be the strongest team next year again. And the Fisher Black 21, who was good in 2021. They very, very, very well-balanced team. The only issue I see, Benji, is allocations of responsibility. Who is going to do what AVDB did? Is Danny Vollering going to do that for Kopecky?
That's a very good question, but I think that they should make it happen. Like, it's this team can win on different terrains. Each of these riders can win, but in a team like this, you need to look at the best option to win. And if people are not willing to settle that out, you've got enough riders that are good in this team to put them on the sideline.
Antal van der Roel Black will be retiring after the Classics, I believe. So I think if they were a little bit weaker in one place, it would be the Classics going forward.
I think Vash is going to save that.
You reckon? Like, even like Gent Wevelgem RVV sort of race?
I think Kopecky is Gent Wevelgem territory. I think RVV is Vash territory in the future. I'm not saying, she's instantly going to kill everybody in that race. No, I think that she's got a proper chance of becoming a RVV favorite in the next 3 years.
She came fourth at Worlds. She's ridiculous after not really doing any road racing in 2021.
Yeah. And even on that Seratizi challenge, we had the stage where Kopecky won just ahead of Longoborghini. It was a tiny hill in the last few kilometers, in the last kilometer really, an uphill sprint basically, where Lotte Kopecky and Longoborghini were sprinting against each other. I think Longoborghini was the one sprinting up the climb, and then Kopecky just went from her wheel and ended up winning the final sprint. But Vaj was fourth on that, so she definitely has that kick as well. And I think if she bolsters that a bit, if she finds the perfect places to use that kick, then she can definitely start winning those races in the future.
So those sort of classics, Gent Wevelgem, Omloop, and Shell de Prijs, I am going with Chantal van der Broek Black, Majerus, Kopecky as leader, Cecchini, Roysa, and maybe not Anna Shackley, I don't know. She's also 20 years old, and she did mostly sort of hilly races, stage races, not Anna Shackley, no. So I'm going with Kopecky as leader, van den Broek Black as attacking options, and maybe Unikin for non-World Tour classics. Any disagreement there, Benji?
I think I would dare to put Vollering in as well, as she also did both the cobbles and the hills in 2021. True. And I would also dare to do that. Just make sure that you don't peak at Omlo, because then you can't win RVV and the likes of Hill Classics anymore, in my opinion. So it needs to be a build-up. Start off slowly and make sure you build into Omlo and Strade to then be at your best at RVV and the Hill Classics.
She didn't do RVV this year, which is interesting. Oh, no, she did. It was at the start of the year. It's her third race of the year.
Yep.
So as Benny was saying, a slow build to RV, not much racing before RVV. It's unusual. And she was on sort of peak form at Liège. So, yeah, I guess agree with what Benny said, Vollering there, but maybe Kopecky as leader, although she still came fifth. Strade, I guess you send a similar squad, to be honest. All those riders we mentioned, and Vash.
When it comes to Hill Classics?
Or just Strade in particular.
Yeah, I would certainly put Vash in there. I would also, I'm not sure if we said Vash for the Cobble Classics, but I put it in there as well. Personally, I just don't know how much she's going to be racing road-wise in terms of all these races already, because I think she's still going the cyclocross races as well. So I don't know when that season ends and when the road season starts. So obviously don't want to overdo a rider like that at that age, but I would certainly put her in the likes of an Amstel. I don't know about LBL. I'm not 100% certain, because I haven't seen her climb these 5 kilometer hills yet. And that's something I need to see before I put her in LBL.
Obviously, for the new World Tour stage races coming in, like Basque and Romandy, I think you've got to give Norman Passio some leadership and spread it around a little bit. And Roysa, so I'd have GC leaders at various races as Vollering, Norman Passio, and Marlon Roysa for the flatter ones with a decent TT in them, and I think they will be consistently coming T3. What about Neve Fisher Black, Benji? Would you give her a chance to lead the team on GC at, say, Burgos or something?
It's difficult, you know, because we've got all these additions to the World Tour calendar that there are options to send youngsters to these races and have an opportunity. What I'd like to see the future of women's cycling kind of fold into is that Giro Rosa becomes the place they send their youngsters to, and the Tour de France Femmes is the place to send their leaders to. And I'm not sure I'd put Neefisha Black in a leader role already at the Giro Rosa, despite her being ninth actually this year. But you've got a Mollman, you've got a Vollering, you've got Reuser, who can also do decent in races like that. Assi has so shown in that Norwegian one, the Tour of Norway. So, it's difficult. I would dare to give her at least a chance at one of these one-week races, but it doesn't need to be the Giro Rosa yet, I think.
I'd give her Giro Rosa because I want Vollering. The others need to be on for TDFF.
Yep.
And, yeah, I'd throw that out because I'd want Mollman Passio to be
no TT the Tour. In the Tour de France Femmes. So Reuser might fit better in the Giro Rosa.
True, true. Maybe send both. Well, not both. Give them both a chance. And Anna Shackley is as domestique, probably in both. And Lonika Unikin for the sprints. Whereas, I mean, Chantal van Rijbroeck will be retired at that point. Tour, I'm going Neefisha Black, domestique, Majerus, Capecchi, Mollman Passio, Reuser, Vollering, Vash. Just send the whole stack squad, to be honest. Maybe Cicchini as well. Just got to throw everything at it.
Yeah, quite certainly. So basically, I think Capecchi also is in the Tour de France Femmes then, right? I don't know if you said that.
Yeah, Capecchi, yeah. I sent her as the sprinter for stage one.
Yeah, certainly. When it comes to Vash, I think I would put her in the Giro Rosa as well. Because I don't think sending her directly to the Tour de France Femmes is warranted. She's a bit young. And again, I don't know how busy her road calendar already is going to be this year. So it's curious with all these kind of riders like we had in the men's world with Wout van Aert and Van der Poel and then Pidcock, the way they went from doing cyclocross and mountain bike to road. It's impossible for us to know how many races she's going to be doing, Vash. But I hope a lot because I'm big fan.
So the over-unders now, or we've picked their teams, the over-unders for the women ST Works team in 2022, 11 World Tour wins in 2021, which is an unbelievable year for them. We do have more races coming online, so I'm going to set the over-under at 11.5, Benji. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the under as well because I feel like the other teams are also strengthening themselves, which is going to make the transition to from having Van der Breggen to not having Van der Breggen harder. Although I do think that their team has quality. Like in Elena Cecchini, she can sprint at the Giro Rosa, but I don't think she's going to win stage at the Giro Rosa. So that's where I'm seeing a lacking ability there. Obviously, we're talking about Van der Breggen, but hopefully Amy Peters pulls through and fully recovers from what she's going through right now. But they're going to be missing her quite certainly for a majority of the part of the season if she shows up at the end of the season still. So I don't know. So that's an extra factor that is missing. It's not only Van der Breggen that is missing this year. So
and Chantal Van der Broek Black, you know, not the whole year. So yeah, I think, Norsgaard, what if she improves a little bit, Benji, and now at Scheldeprey, no, that's not a World Tour, at Gent-Wevelgem or these other races, it's Norsgaard taking more wins. I think we both kind of expect that from Movistar, for them to win a bit more. And I expect Trek to be stronger, as you said, and DSM, maybe Vibers, FDJ, exactly, with Grace Brown.
I think this year might not be the issue yet. I think next year they might have an issue if they don't find suitable transfers to replace the people that are leaving then as well, like Van den Broek Black being gone and so forth.
Yeah, and I'm also a little bit lower on Demi Vollering than maybe other people are. I think her winning, let's say La Course is monument level, she won Liège, La Course, and won Women's Tour GC. I don't see her winning that level of one-day race in 2022. I don't think she wins a one-day race at World
Tour. Is that your hot take?
Yeah.
I feel it's a hot take. I think that Majerus is going to podium Paris-Roubaix Femme.
Ooh, that's a nice pick, yeah.
And I think Vash, let's do a hot take with her. She's going to podium RVV, let's do it.
I think Vash is like going to be just ridiculous level.
I hope so. It's fun.
I think Capecchi wins four World Tour races at least. I think Vash wins the World Championships and two World Tour One Day races.
Who's better in Hinduevelgem? When you see that Trek Segafredo has Balsamo and Capecchi is being sent for SD Works, who of the two wins the sprint? Wibbs.
Balsamo.
Okay.
With a lead out, I think pretty good. Although her Valkar lead out was often not bad. I like Capecchi on a little uphill finish, Benji.
Well, chance, Gers?
I think Capecchi. Yeah, we haven't seen. We don't know what the women's course looks like exactly, nor the men's. To be honest,
I mean, will champ's curse of Balsamo could lead her to losing.
Oh, the curse.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't believe in it. I think that was 2019 underrated season. Actually, I think GC wise, Niefischer Black steps up as well. I just worry about the chemistry in the team, but yeah. I guess they got AVDB in the car now to tell people, you know.
I think the team loses the Giro Rosa.
To who?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. I just think they're going to lose it because they're going to focus on Tour de France Femmes, which is good.
Brody Chapman, GC leader for FDJ.
Oh, the dream.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not going to happen, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Mulman's pretty good. Or their other eyes. But yeah, that was the SD Works. I think
Mulman is going to the Tour de France Femmes.
Yeah. Moomin will definitely be on TDFF. Yeah. As GC backup, because she's kind of their, I think she's their best like long climber almost. She's so good on long climbs. We've got a couple of those at the back end of the tour. Yeah, she'll be peaking for that. And she can obviously podium it. I just don't know where they go for her or Vollering. I have a feeling, Benji, it's going to be AVV and then SD Works 2-3 is my prediction for the TDFF. I don't know if they know how to beat AVV at that. But yeah, that was the SD Works preview. Obviously still a stacked team, still the deepest team with Marlon Reusser and Capecchi coming on board, an embarrassment of riches, and we look forward to seeing what they can do next year in the post-AVDB rider era. Until the next one, ciao.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.